Your suggestion is a burnt Cheez-It.
That clicking. All right. Yes.
You're good. You're good. Next in line. Next in line. We need a. I'll give you your trim. Trim you up. All right.
I just want a little off the sides.
Yeah, that's what they all say, but we just got one style here. Trimmed. All right, turn around. Just spin. All right, we'll get some on the front. Oh, I gotta say, you've got beautiful bangs. Too bad they're going in the trash can now.
What? Not my bangs. So, listen, Doc, this isn't what I wanted.
Yeah, I know, but it's not really my prerogative here to be doing what everyone wants. Otherwise, I'd have to know more than one haircut, and that's just not gonna happen.
See, I thought your salon was just really. You know, hip when it was called one style. But you literally meant that you only cut one style of hair.
Look, what they say, all fami is good fami, including infamy. And, you know, lots of people talk about how there's only one style of haircut here. Because there is! Alright, so here's the part where I just give you a nice spray of paint right in the top, you know, just to give that little splash of color. You ready? Oh, yeah. Spin around for me again. Spin.
Yeah, Doc, I don't know why you just don't buy chairs for this place.
Look, you think we've got money here? You think money just grows on hair salons? Like, no, we gotta be thrifty. That's why we only got one style of haircut and no chairs, no mirrors, and mostly spray paint and scissors. Like, it's just, you know, Dr. Good Haircut doesn't do it any other kinds of ways.
Yeah, well, Doc, as your accountant, besides being your one and only customer, I'm also the person who helps you with your business. And, you know, maybe...
Well, why do you think you get free haircuts, huh?
Yeah, I you know, appreciate that you give me good... I shouldn't say good. Appreciate that you give me free haircuts. But I really think that we need to look into how we can make this place liquid. Because right now we're in the red.
The gentleman saying, red? I got plenty of red. Spin for me, spin. Alright, wait, no, I hear you. That was a joke, I hear you, I understand. Like, if this is gonna be a business, you and I, we gotta work together. So, hit me with your best ideas. How can we, you know, get a little bit more solvent in this place?
Well, you know, me, Devin, full of good ideas. So, one idea I have, and... You know, don't get mad at me for suggesting this, but...
Well, I'm only here with scissors over your ears. Why would I be mad? Snip, snip, snip!
Yeah, I, you know, maybe learning another style?
Nope, next idea.
Maybe getting another dye outside of red to, you know, diversify your dye portfolio.
I like the way you're thinking, but you gotta understand, me and Red, we go way back. Like, I just... Red, you and I, remember when we first opened up this place, back before we had Devin here, you and I, we painted the town. Red, I guess. I mean, it's...
I like what you did there. Red.
What was that?
Red. Mike. Yes. We did paint the town red, and my name is Red. And your business is in the red, and no amount of sucking up is gonna make me not want a return on my investment.
Look, Devin, we can't replace Red. He technically owns 65% of this place. He's not going anywhere.
Fine, we won't get rid of Red. I know how much you like Red.
Alright, look, I think you gotta think bigger. You're thinking of these ideas that might take what we're doing and just change it and make it, you know, more profitable or enjoyable or possibly beneficial for our potential customers, but I think we gotta be thinking bigger.
I'm brainstorming here. Who is this? Your accountant? What's your name?
Devin.
This needs to be a little more liquid and a little less... You can't pay me in haircuts, okay? So what you're doing here with the Jerry curls, it looks great, but I can't pay the bills with Jerry curls.
Jerry curls are the best kind of curl. What can I say?
Yeah, well, I have a couple more ideas just to make the salon more appealing, like maybe getting chairs so people didn't have to stand for an hour, but it seems like that's not going to be an idea you will go for, is it, Doc?
Well, I just don't understand. It's one of those things where if we had money, we could buy things to make money, but we don't have money, so there's kind of a catch-22 here, I feel.
You have money. You have my money, and that chandelier seems very extravagant, given that I am standing on one leg while I receive a pedicure.
Look, that chandelier brings the room together. I got it cheap, as you can tell. This is not a high-quality chandelier.
It fell on my head. There's shards of glass, crystal everywhere. And that, what is that, a car engine?
I mean...
Is this a chop shop?
Look, I could only rent out, like, half of the place, so we have to let the other half continue to be an auto body shop. Like, what are you gonna do here?
All right, well, I have one more solution.
All right, Devin.
You know, you don't have to change anything about you. But you hire an apprentice. They get to do anything they want. And I found just the person. Gustavo, can you come in here, please? Gustavo. Gustavo's always late. I'm sorry. Gustavo, get in here now.
Gustavo. I hear Gustavo, perhaps. Maybe he's in a different room.
Yes, Gustavo, you're very faint. We can't hear you.
Oh, Gustavo, are you looking for Gustavo?
Yes.
Yeah, we're looking for Gustavo.
Oh, he's in the trunk. He locked himself in the trunk of the car.
Again?
Yeah. It's annoying.
Thank you, Clarice. Gustavo's a thrill seeker.
Oh, he got out.
Yeah, I've been locked in this trunk for the last five or 10 minutes now. I'm sorry. I just needed to,
Clarice!
Devin? Devin? Is Gustavo a robot?
Yes, Gustavo's a hair-cutting robot that's been programmed to cut in 157 styles, but the robot has emotion, so it's able to converse with customers just the way any barber would, and...
Exterminate!
And like I said, the robot's a thrill seeker.
Hey, oh, gotta say, this place was founded on thrill seeking, so.
Oh, no, Gustavo's mine! He's here! He works with me on the cars! He's mine, okay?
Clarice! I don't know that you hold intellectual property rights to a man or robot that you've locked in the trunk of a car. It just seems unconstitutional.
Oh, he locked himself in there. Gustavo, I need his termination skills for the car damage to rebuild it. You can't take Gustavo off of me. He's
look, Clarice, look, I understand he's crucial to your business, but when you and I rented out this office space together for our joint haircuttery and auto body repair shop, we said we'd share everything. And from what I'm hearing, from what I'm understanding, Gustavo is your property. Therefore, it's half my property and 65% Red. So,
well, he's my personal pleasure machine. I mean, I mean, auto body machine.
Yes, my voice filter. Yes. Okay. You can hear me. Okay. Oh,
looks like Clarice is the one who's been working on you.
That's okay. Maybe a little bit funny, but that's not funny. Okay. Hello, everyone. Everyone, can you hear my voice?
Yes, Gustavo. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Gustavo.
Oh, hello. Yes, I'd like to join your shop.
What? Gustavo, you're mine.
Listen, Clarice. 50% of the time, Gustavo pleasures you, and the other 50% he pleasures us. That's how the rent is. That is, everything is divided 50-50.
That's right. I'm not exactly all yours. It's I go around. I robot my way around.
Gustavo's a polyamorous robot.
That's exactly right.
I gotta go in the car and think about this.
All right, okay. You can get out of the trunk when you lock yourself in there.
I'm sorry I have to come out like this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, be careful in there, Clarice. We all know what happens when you lock yourself in the back of the car. All right, well, Devin, talk to me about finances here. If we hire this pleasure-making slash haircuttery robot, like, what is that gonna, is that gonna set us back some, or what do you think is gonna happen here?
No, so Gustavo's an apprentice. So apprentice. We get away with that intern rule.
That's right. I'd like to move up in the world. Not just pleasure people, but also give them nice haircuts as well. Start up a career.
Devin, give me a sec. Let me speak with you on the side here for a second. When you said intern, it kind of sounded like you said slave. Could you just clarify for me?
No, so interns are not slaves. They are... people looking to advance their skills, yet not receiving financial compensation for them, but receiving other great benefits, such as real-life work experience.
You get college credit. We give you credits in colleges. There's a meal plan.
Gustavo's top of his class at RIT, Robot Institute of Technology.
Exactly right. RIT, robots of champions.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like Clarice is done.
All right, hey. Out of the trunk.
Hey, so I was thinking about it, and this is the only conclusion I can come up to. Gustavo, you're fired.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well.
Clarice.
All right. I guess in that case, Gustavo, you're hired. We'll pay you. In experience, I can teach you how to cut one style of haircuts. One style that you probably didn't learn at that highfalutin RIT place.
Yes, at Robot Institute of Technology, all we learned was how to throw footballs and make touchdown celebrations. That's all that we were allowed to do. Unfortunate education, if I say so myself, but I'm here to learn, and I would appreciate the experience.
Well, why don't we start here? Red, hand me some red.
Hand you some red. Just one second here. I have some business to attend to. Clarice, I understand you are hiring for a replacement pleasure model robot? Because I'm in the market.
Why you ask?
Because I'm qualified, I'm excited,
You're not a robot.
Well, I can make robotic sounds, and,
You can?
Yes! Do you hear that?
A lot of people know it, but Red's got an artificial hip, so he's basically a robot.
Yes! Hydraulic. It pops in all the right ways, I'll tell you that much.
What else you got?
You want to know about my strengths and weaknesses? Where I want to be in 5 years?
Are you good with your hands?
Oh, am I good with my hands? Listen to this.
Whoa. You just ripped that apart.
That's right. I flexed so hard my shirt tore open.
Here, catch this, could you? You just caught that blade with your two fingers, with your thumb and your index finger.
Yes. Ninja-like skills. I'm almost better than a robot.
Hey, you want to get back in the trunk of the car here with me?
If this trunk is rocking, don't come a knocking. I have references.
Yes. Get in there.
Okay.
In here. All right. Just go show her your references in the car, please. All right. Oh, man. Red, you just can't stop that guy sometimes. Devin, Gustavo, I gotta tell you, I'm feeling like if we want to expand, if we want to make this haircuttery more solvent, we really gotta move out. We gotta get our own place. You think we can do that?
Well, hopefully one day. But really, we need to begin turning a profit. Or else we will be stuck in this garage salon forever.
All right, Devon, I'm listening. Give me your best shot. Give me the idea that you're too scared to say yourself. The one that you dream about. The one that, you know, like, you thought was too crazy. I think we're at a point right now where we can entertain some crazy. We could really turn this up a notch. Notches. What was that?
Pet salon.
Pet salon.
We don't cut people hair, we cut pet hair.
That's beautiful. You know what? Jerry curls look great on poodles and Siamese kittens and probably hamsters as well.
Hamsters would look great in a Jerry curl.
Gustavo.
Yes. Hello.
I know you only know how to throw footballs, but have you ever witnessed the beauty of a Jerry curl?
I come to think of it, yes, I have. Once. Whoa. It was beautiful.
Tell us about it. Did it speak to you?
It was a Jerry curl, so my Jerry curl came in the form of Jerry Rice himself, and he told me that I should be proud and always look for him down the field. And that memory has stuck with me ever since.
That's beautiful. All right. I think we gotta do this. We gotta get some signage. We gotta get some of those little pet beds. We've probably gotta get a whole lot of antihistamines and, you know, open this place up. What? Devin, how are we going to get the business plan together? How are we going to get the marketing together? What's the first step here? I think we got to come up with a name.
Lucky for you, I've had the business plan cooking for months because I knew you would fail. At human haircutting, at least, not at pet haircutting.
Look, I hire you to tell me the tough things, just appreciating it.
So here's the business plan. With the branding and everything. And I think the business should be called Curl Your Pooch.
Curl Your Pooch.
Curl Your Pooch, because we do one thing, which is Jerry Curls on Pooch. So we need to say what we are immediately, so when people come in, they know that they're going to get their pooch curled.
Oh, Clarice! Wow, what an amazing marathon sensual session of sensualities. Let's get out of this trunk. I've got an idea to take our relationship to the next level.
Oh, you make my toes curl. Why don't we stand on here?
You make my pooch curl, which reminds me. I think let's get our pooches curled. How say you?
Okay, let's ring the bell.
Bing bong!
Oh, time to get them out of the trunk.
They're done. All right. Gustavo, can you just, you know, give it a bang and swing that door open?
Yes, I will open this door, yes.
Hey!
Well, Red, how'd you do in your interview?
I'll tell you, my hydraulic hip is working overtime. How say you, Clarice?
Oh, it's mutual, I'm sure.
We actually have a mutually beneficial business idea for you, a proposition, as it were.
That's crazy. While you guys were in there, we were coming up with a new business model as well.
Really? Tell me about it.
Actually, what we should probably do is say both of our ideas at once on the count of three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Curl my pooch! That's right!
That's amazing.
We'll be your first customers. As you can see, light emanates from my pooch. It's its own sunbeam.
This is perfect. We'll be curling pooches from here to Kingdom Come.
Scene.